listener production.
Canberra to discuss regional doctor shortages, the northwest braces for severe weather, and the regions get a state government boost for social housing. Morning, it's Katie Martin with you, and this is your Western Victoria local news. For the weather to start us off, we're heading for tops of 14 in Bendigo and 24 in Mildura. Regional doctor shortages will be a focus at an emergency summit in Canberra today. Leaders in general practice are meeting following reports the sector is at breaking point. President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Karen Price, says nationwide issues are exacerbated in the regions.
Look, regional and remote areas are the absolute canary in a coal mine. They've had, like all of the sector, years of underfunding and neglect, with clinics at risk of closures and an over-reliance on fly-in, fly-out GPs.
Severe weather warnings are in place across northern parts of Victoria thanks to an approaching trough and low-pressure system. The system could bring soaking rains and flash flooding to areas like Mildura, Oyen and Swan Hill. Echuca is also on alert. Senior forecaster Dean Naramore says there's a risk of heavy falls.
Daily rainfall numbers, we could see widespread 20 to 40 millimetres, with isolated falls of 50 to 100 millimetres possible, particularly through thunderstorms and through the elevated areas.
A boost for social housing across the regions, with $219 million in grants handed out to build 683 new homes. Minister for Housing Danny Pearson says the cash will be spent across 19 local government areas, with construction to start next year.
It's about making sure that we've got energy efficient, accessible, affordable housing right across the state. This investment will deliver 46 projects in total across 19 local government areas.
$25 million is going to Mildura and Swan Hill for 81 houses. The work expected to create 225 jobs. Meanwhile, there's a push for similar efforts in central Victoria, the Community Housing Industry Association calling for Bendigo's Commonwealth Games Athletes Village to be converted into social housing once 2026 is up. Exactly what the games will look like in the regions is still unknown, but the CHIA says of the 300 homes they expect to be built, 30% should be social housing, 10% affordable housing, another 10% market rentals, and the rest to go on the market for sale. This is after industry leaders met at the state government's Regional Affordable Housing Summit in Creswick. And a Mildura Christmas shop is struggling to prepare for the festive season after copping some severe storm damage in late August. Santa's Magical Workshop in Redcliffs is getting as many as 40 calls a day, according to owner Lisa McNabb, but they're going unanswered as she struggles to find tradesmen to repair the shop. After travelling to Bendigo to compete for Victoria in the Australian Junior Volleyball Championships, Mildura athlete Molly Calm says the next step is a spot on the national team. The Vic team came overall third in the comp. Calm's off to a training camp, which could lead to a national team selection. And that's your Western Victoria local news for now. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at viclocalnews@sca.com.au. For the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.